Your top stories on Blitz this hour. The Soweto Derby countdown continues. Norwich sneak valuable win against Leicester. The Sal Sea Sharks ready for Reds Rumble. Djokovic and Tsitsipas into Dubai Open Final. And the latest from the Oman Open. World number one Novak Djokovic squared up with Gael Monfils in the semi-finals of the Dubai Tennis Championships. The 17-time Grand Slam champion had never previously lost to the Frenchman, boasting a 16-0 record against Monfils, among the most lopsided head-to-heads featuring two top-tier competitors. However, the tournament's third seed, Monfils, seemed unperturbed by the unflattering record, taking the first set 6-2 courtesy of a double break as he looked to continue his fine winning streak, which stood at 12 coming into the contest. Monfils grabbed the upper hand in the second set with a third game break, but Djokovic broke back in the sixth, and the rest of the set went with serve, although the Serb did fail to convert 5 set point opportunities, necessitating a tiebreaker. Monfils couldn't hold his nerve, squandering 3 match points as Djokovic forced a third set, which he went on to absolutely dominate, breaking his opponent 3 times. Djokovic with a 2-6, 7-6, 6-1 victory that sends him into the final and keeps alive his unbeaten start to the season.
Stefanos Tsitsipas was in red-hot form ahead of his semi-final showdown against Dan Evans, with the Greek star eyeing a spot in the final at the Dubai Duty Free Tennis Championships. The second seed flew out the blocks in the opening set, with Tsitsipas playing on the front foot and the Brit had no answer. The first set flew past quickly, Tsitsipas blowing his opponent out the water, taking the opener 6-2. Evans tried to gather himself and stage a fight back, but Tsitsipas was simply too good on the day. The second seed wasted little time in wrapping up the contest, taking it 6-2, 6-3 to advance to the final.
First and second seeds collide in the final of the Dubai Tennis Championships as Greek sensation Stefanos Tsitsipas meets world number one Novak Djokovic. And you can catch the contest live on your World of Champions. Second seed Casper Ruud met seventh seed Federico Delbonis in the first quarterfinal contest of the Chile Open. The pair had met twice before and owned one win apiece, although 21-year-old Ruud was the more recent victor after coming back from a set down to triumph at last year's Cincinnati Masters. Now facing off in Santiago, Delbonis squandered breakpoint opportunities in the third and ninth games of the opening set, and the Argentine was made to pay as Ruud broke him in the 12th to edge the first set. In the second, the pair twice exchanged breaks before Ruud executed a decisive third to take the victory in straight sets 7-5, 7-5.
Albert Ramos-Vinolas was too good for Thiago Monteiro in their quarterfinal showdown at the Chile Open. The Spaniard broke the Monteiro serve once in the opening set, and that set him on his way to an early advantage. The first set flew by pretty quickly, and while Monteiro remained in it, a few costly unforced errors cost him dearly as the Spaniard took it 6-4. Another close battle took place in the second set, but again, Ramos-Vinolas proved too good. An hour and 41 minutes was all that the Spaniard needed to wrap up a 6-4, 6-4 win, taking the match in straight sets.
Breezy conditions on day two of this year's Oman Open from wonderful Al Muj Golf Club, designed by Greg Norman. A real challenge out there today, not that you'd know it, from Germany's Martin Keimer at the par 3 13th hole. From 170-odd yards, Hao Tong Li is playing partner in close, and an ace for Germany's Martin Keimer. His second career hole-in-one. And he shot a second round 69. Strong finish as well to go into the weekend at 2-7 behind. This was Callum Shinquin at the 18th. Look at this, off the rocks. 1, 2, 3. Surely got to stay in the penalty area, but no. Unfortunately, did make a double bogey 6 to finish off his round. Shot a 70, and he's at 5-4 back. Brandon Stone played some lovely stuff out there today. This was at the par 5, 12. Big drive, 9-iron in hand. Yes, 9-iron into the par 5. Holding the post, why not? Not too far away from an albatross 2. He did make the eagle, and he's at 6 under par, which is 3 off the lead. Alongside him, one or two others, including Joost Luiten, who won the Amman Open in 2018, the first edition of this on the European Tour. That was at 7, 4 birdies in a row. Luiten on the charge. He ended up with a round of 69. And as I say, he's at 6 under par along with others. How about this for a touch from Nicholas Coulthard at the 13th? Barely breathed on it. And in for a birdie too. Man who got back into the winner's circle in Paris at the end of last year, shot a round of 67. He's at 8 under, one behind. Co-leaders, 45 years young, Stephen Gallagher from Scotland. He's won a couple of times in the desert already. He's at 9 under par after a bogey-free 67. And he's joined there by the 18-year-old Rasmus Højgaard, making birdie there at the first.
The golfing action from the Oman Open continues on your World of Champions. Catch all the Round 3 action live on Supersport. The Proteas are switching their focus from T20 cricket to the 50-over format, where they'll be hoping to get the better of Australia in the three-match series. The battle will begin in Paul, and coach Mark Boucher is hoping to get over their disappointment in the shorter version.
I think disappointing two games that we had in the T20 series against Australia. If you look at it from a cricketing perspective, we probably put ourselves under pressure with the ball. We understand that if a batting side get too many runs against this bowling attack, it's going to be quite difficult. So we've got to be on song from every department of our game. We've got to start off really well. But it's a new format. We've got a bit of confidence going into this with regards to the youngsters that performed so well against England. So hopefully we can ride off that. And like I said, it's quite exciting as well. We've got some new faces in the team. And hopefully they bring something different to the party as well in order for us to move forward.
Fast bowler Bjørn Hendricks is also looking forward to the series, and in particular the elements in Paul, where strong wind could be a factor.
Yeah, I think it'll be one of the factors in the game. It plays along with the way batters will sort of approach the game, whether it'll be more attacking or more along the lines of safe. We sort of know how to challenge ourselves in this sort of wind, what type of game we want to play. Won't really disclose anything on live air, make sure that the Aussies don't get a sniff. It's going to be challenging both bat and ball, but I'm sure that the guys have played enough to know what to do and how to structure their games.
The Proteas are hoping to bring smiles to the South African public, with Hendricks promising a resilient display from his team.
I can't stress enough how the boys will keep fighting and making sure that we try and get that win under the belt every time we play. And that's one of the messages that we always give each other individually and collectively. We want to make sure that we go out there and fight and take away pride out of every game.
South Africa and Australia turn their attentions to the 50-over format when they do battle in the first of three one-day internationals. Catch the action from Eurolux Boerland Park live on Supersport.
The UCI Track Cycling World Championships moved on to day 3 with plenty of exciting action on the cards. The men's 1 kilometer time trial was hotly contested, with the European contenders favoured to come out on top. Michael Delmeida and Quinton Lefogue put in a good display in the event, but despite some quick times, they weren't able to do better than third and second place respectively. The man who proved to be the quickest was Sam Lichtley, who blew his competitors out the water, with his time of 59.495 seconds being the quickest of the lot. After some intense showdowns leading up to the women's sprint finals, it was Emma Hinze who was the star of the show as she walked away with the gold medal. She had to fend off the challenge of Anastasia Vonova, who walked away with the top honours. In the women's omnium, Japan's Yumi Kajihara was the star of the show as she finished ahead of Leticia Paternoster and Daria Pukilik to be victorious overall in the format, helping herself to a gold medal. All the action from day 4 of the UCI Track World Championships, live on your World of Champions.
The first leg of the FINA Diving World Series got underway in Montreal, Canada. Day 1 of the meet saw divers compete in the synchronized events. Local favorites Kaylee McKay and Megan Benfito blew away the competition on the 10-meter platform, claiming gold with a total points tally of 313.02. The silver medal went to Malaysian pair Monye Leong and Pandela Pam. In the men's 3-meter springboard event, Great Britain's Daniel Goodfellow and Jack Lauer were beaten to gold by Russian duo Nikita Schlecker and Evgeny Kuznetsov, who managed a points total of 421.95. The FINA Diving World Series continues with Day 2, and you can catch the action live on your World of Champions.